Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic here with you every Wednesday at 9:30. From now on, we're going to talk to a Predators player, and looking forward to that. And first up, my man Ryan Johansson on the line with us. Predators win last night 6-3 over Montreal. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Good to talk to you. And I know you have to have a little extra pep in your step after last night, because six different guys scoring for you, it feels like the goals are really coming for you guys right now as the offense is starting to pick up as we get into the new year. But last night against Montreal, I know you wanted to end strong at home before you go on this five-game road trip.
Yeah, exactly. We want to take advantage always of playing at home. And like you just said, had contributions throughout our whole lineup, and a lot of guys stepped up and played well, and especially had a really good start to the game, and it was a good win at home before this road trip.
The thing that we're seeing that I think is really cool is, you know, guys like Cody Glass, Tommy Novak, Juuso Parsonen, and the young guys that, you know, are scratching and clawing, they're really starting to contribute. And whenever I hear Coach Hines or David Poile talk, you know, they're looking for secondary scoring. You guys always say that. How beneficial is it to see the young kids come in and really make an impact?
Well, it's huge. Obviously, you notice the impact they're making, and they're not going out there and playing. They're going out there and they're making differences in the games, and they're effective every time they're on the ice, and it's been a lot of fun to watch them grow and now continue to make differences in the games for us, and as well as getting rewarded with scoring goals and producing, and it's been fun to watch them.
Talking to Ryan Johansson, Predators forward, you started 19 years old. You're up with Columbus, playing 67 games. You know, coming on the scene hot. And then you did play some games back in the AHL to get some seasoning. Tommy Novak, you know, had his first call-up, got to see what it was like in the NHL, and then he goes back to Milwaukee. Now you see him back here in the NHL, and you can tell how beneficial that time was. And I know all you guys, you want to come out of juniors or college or whatever the case may be, go right into the league, but how beneficial is that time in development, playing in the American League, just to hone your skills a little bit more?
Yeah, I think it's really important. You know, as hockey players, and when we get a taste of the NHL, your ego kicks in, and you're pretty bummed out if when you get sent down or have to go spend more time in the AHL. But for myself, and I'm sure with all those kids, you look back now being an older guy and you realize how important that was for you to grow and just mature and understand how to be a professional more and what it takes to be an NHL player. And I think, like we were just talking about, we're noticing that with those guys and how they've really grown into themselves and are here stepping up now and ready to make those impacts every night.
Ryan Johansson is with us. The power play has started to do some things for you guys. A couple last night, you were on the ice for Duchesne's goal, for that second power play goal. What is it that's changed that, you know, and when we see success happen and we go, okay, what's changed? Has something changed, or is it just the pucks going in the net and things are falling your way?
It's funny. There hasn't been much change. We obviously have our little adjustments that we make within teams that we're playing against and all that. But, I think just overall we're playing better, we're playing faster, we're executing more, and we're more in sync as a team right now. And that's just leading to creating better opportunities for ourselves and with us just being able to get rewarded more often. But, you know, guys are making plays too. When we're pucks on our stick, and we're executing, and we're finding ways to score for our club a lot better.
So how about this season for you? I mean, you've obviously been in Nashville for a good while now. You've seen the highs, you've seen the lows, and It's the grind of 82 games after COVID that we're back into that as we enter into January. How's Ryan Johansson feeling right now?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. In the last little bit here, I've spending a lot of time here in Nashville. It's all about winning, and it's all about setting yourself up in the playoffs. And I haven't missed the playoffs here in Nashville, and we're going to be in a dogfight here the rest of the way. But that's all that matters, and that's all that's important. So we're going to keep doing whatever I can to help this team get into a playoff position, and then go from there and see what we can do.
A guy that you've known for a while, and Nino Niederreiter, has come in and made a big impact with this team. What is it? I don't get to see you guys as much anymore, but I've gotten to talk to him a couple times now, and can tell that he fits the mold of what you all have established in the locker room. Why has he been such a great addition?
His character is just bar none. Really, it has nothing to do with his on the ice play. Just his personality, his energy, his compete, his character. Like I said, his professionalism, all his traits are just very elite, and you can just see that in his game, and then that correlates on the ice. And he does everything so smart and so well, and he's just a great veteran player, and he's really fit in this group very well, and it's been awesome to see him have success out there, and it's been awesome to be playing with him again.
Ryan Johansson is with us. So you guys will leave and go on a 5-game road trip. Carolina is going to be first up. You obviously know they're a pretty good hockey team right now at the top of their division in the Metropolitan. How do you just get a little more fired up for games like that, that you know that those are going to be those measuring stick games?
Yep, absolutely. It's a club that we've seen a lot of in the past couple of years and a few years with that COVID year and whatnot. And definitely a team we want to go in there and take 2 points in their building. And it'll be one we will feel good about for sure. And a tough building to play in, and a good hockey club, like you said. So it'll be a good challenge, but we're ready for it and looking forward to the game.
Do you like these long road trips? I mean, I know it takes you away from home and the dog and, you know, all those things. But look, that's important, Joey. As you go through the season, and like you mentioned, you're in these fights to scratch and claw to get a playoff spot. Do the long road trips just bring a team closer together?
They do, yeah. They're a lot of fun. Usually near the end of the road trips, you get pretty worn down and look forward to getting back to your own bed. But for the most part, they're really enjoyable. It's hard to do a bunch of traveling and playing a bunch of good hockey clubs on this trip coming up. But it's an exciting challenge, because if you can come out of these trips successful while having fun and being on the road with the guys, and you can gain a lot of momentum and a lot of confidence from these trips, and that'll be no different with this one.
Yeah, how is the dog, by the way?
He's amazing. He's living the dream, and he's being a good boy.
That's good. That's awesome. Ryan, appreciate the time this morning. Best of luck on the road trip, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for having me. Have a good one.